today.
You're watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
All right, welcome back, folks. I'll be joined by Brother Nathaniel in the next hour. I thought I'd be able to talk about Israel a little bit before he came on. We may have to save all those topics for once he's on, because I still have a lot of election news to talk about. First, from the video that we just saw, Trump tax plans could exempt 93 million Americans from income tax. Donald Trump's tax reform ideas could leave roughly 93.2 million Americans off the hook for at least part of their income tax. Trump's proposed eliminating taxes on tips and Social Security benefits, and he would think about exemptions for firefighters, police, and military personnel. Trump said that he would replace the lost tax revenue with revenue from tariffs, but tax experts say tariffs would not offset the tax losses. Well, we can stop spending so much money. That'd be one thing. That'd be one thing you could do. As part of his economic pitch to voters, Trump has floated a sweeping tax overhaul, including a slate of income tax breaks, as well as no tax on tips. He wants to do a 20% universal tariff on all imports from countries with a specific 60% rate for Chinese imports in an effort to boost American productivity and manufacturing. So I guess, you know, if you like paying taxes, vote for Kamala Harris, I guess, is the answer. If you like your wages garnished to the tune of, I don't know, 50, 60%, once you add it all up, go ahead and vote for Kamala Harris, because Israel and Ukraine need your money.
How else are we going to achieve equality?
A little Freudian slip there, Matt. A little Freudian slip, I think. Yes, we must tax ourselves into equality. Equality, the process by which the lowest common denominator becomes the highest height able to be reached. I got some other election news. This is just a quick one, but typical of what the leftists the Democrats are trying to do. Again, you know, it's the same old thing, right? Kamala Harris can't do friendly interviews. They have to edit it and destroy their own credibility just in a desperate attempt to not make her look quite as retarded as she truly is. She can't do unfriendly interviews because, well, look at what happened with Bret Baier. It was just sad, and embarrassing when she tries to go up against somebody that isn't spoon-feeding her the answers to the questions. She can't do debates because she's Kamala Harris. What about town halls? Can they hold town halls? Is that something that they could do and not diminish their own electoral chances? Well, only under certain circumstances. In this case, it's Kamala Harris doing a fake town hall with, as this post puts it, loser war hawk Liz Cheney. And the host admits it's not a town hall. It's pre-selected, predetermined questions that actors are asking. Let's watch clip number 7.
You're not, unfortunately. We have some predetermined questions, and hopefully I'll be able to ask some of the questions that might be in your head. I hope so.
Yeah, she's going to read your mind. Don't worry, folks. You don't have to ask questions of your potential leader who's asking for your vote because they got a psychic to do it for you. I would feel cheated personally. So that clip starts with a person from the audience going, are we going to get to ask questions? She's like, no, the campaign has provided us questions, but hopefully through some sort of psychic connection, they will have presuppose the questions you're going to ask, like, how are you so cool and fancy? And why aren't you winning by more since everyone loves you so much? You know, the really hard-hitting questions that they get from the left. Can you imagine going to a town hall that you think is a town hall only to be told, no, you're a prop for this little skit we're carrying out where the predetermined questions and answers will be dressed up like a town hall, but you're not allowed to ask any questions. So, sit there and clap. Why not? Why can't you answer questions? Why can't you take questions in a town hall. I mean, seriously, you're going to vote for somebody that can't answer questions, like that refuses to take questions from the public. Like that's crazy. And this is the thing. So one thing I want to do is I want to talk about potential outcomes of this election. There's only a few, and none of them bode well. Okay. First of all, the fact that Kamala even has a remote chance in this election is really a damning indictment of our entire electoral system. Obviously, I'm a Trump supporter. Obviously, I disagree with Kamala Harris on substance and on policy and on, you know, any number of partisan issues. But can you honestly tell me, from a nonpartisan perspective, from a purely objective stance, if you were to get somebody from a different time period, bring a foreigner, like somebody who was just totally outside of the zeitgeist, the milieu, the atmosphere of politics right now, and looking at this just purely objectively, you've got somebody with no accomplishments. The record that she does have is abysmal. Everything the Biden campaign or the Biden presidency and administration have done while in power has been bad, just blatantly bad. Not because I have a political difference, but because the outcomes have been negative. They've allowed the Ukraine war to go on for years on end, murdering millions of people with no end in sight. They've allowed and continue to allow, as we speak, are allowing Israel to carry out a genocide in front of everybody with imagery that honestly makes the Holocaust look merciful by comparison. Inflation is bankrupting America. $7,000 per family, per individual, actually, more for just regular foodstuffs, like a $100,000 salary at the beginning of their administration is equal to an $80,000 salary today, just from sheer inflation, like just terrible outcomes across the board. Crime is up, inflation is up, just, okay, so she has no qualifications or achievements to speak of. She cannot handle even moderately contentious conversation. This is the person you're trying to put as the spokesman of America to go up against the likes of Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping. And she crumbles under polite pushback by Bret Baier, Fox News talking head. There's nothing about her that anybody should want. And you can tell because when you actually ask Kamala Harris supporters why they support Kamala Harris, the only legitimate reason they can give is vibes. There's like, she's happy, she's nice. I mean, literally, because the Harris campaign put out TikToks of her dancing, that's why you're voting for her. First of all, if she was the nicest person in the world, that is not remotely a qualification for presidency. So that wouldn't even be true. But she's also clearly not a nice person. You can only believe she's a nice person if you only consume propaganda. Any behind the scenes stuff, any leaks or statements from people that work with her for years. I mean, this has been throughout Biden's presidency. There's been little leaks and little statements and little, she's a bitch. Everybody says it. So it's like, I mean, they're in this realm where it's like they believe something that's not true, that she's nice. Even if it was true, it wouldn't be a qualification for presidency. So it's like, what are we doing here? She has no qualifications. She has no achievements. She can't handle pressure. She cackles like a hyena. She's the most fraudulent politician you've ever seen. I mean, she's just fakeness embodied. She believes nothing. Her stances are just completely malleable to whatever, whoever she happens to be speaking to at the moment. So, like, I get that people, like, think Trump is rude or whatever. Now, if you think that's a reason not to vote for him president, fine. But you can't say he's not qualified. You can't say he didn't have a successful presidency when he was president, avoiding wars, creating, you know, setting up the you know, paving the way for world peace, meeting with North Korea, establishing the Abraham Accords. I mean, you can say you don't like his tone, but you can't say he's not qualified or that there's not a reason to vote for him. Kamala Harris, there is no reason. So the fact that she's even, and it could all be an illusion, maybe she has just no chance in hell, but clearly there's a large contingent of Americans who are voting for her and are like excited to vote for her. And that's a major problem. That's like a big issue. So that just actually means they will literally vote for anybody. The Democrats could actually run Kermit the Frog and people wouldn't even ask whose hand it was manipulating the puppet. Well, but Kermit's so fun. No, but he's a really nice guy. It's like, no, he's not. He is a what? He's a cartoon character. He's a puppet. They don't care. So it's like, this is just sad. It's just sad what they've done to America. So she shouldn't have a snowball's chance in hell. Apparently she does. Now that's crazy. That's totally crazy. And nobody who's actually paying attention thinks that she is going to win.